This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Feifei and this is 6 Minute English.
Hi, I'm Neil.
How are you, Neil, and what have you been up to?
I'm very well, thank you. I've been listening to the news a lot this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, there are all kinds of things going on. Lots of important people getting together, discussing important things. It got me thinking about meetings and what it's like trying to arrange a time and a place to suit everyone.
Oh, it's such a pain trying to get people together. If it's only a couple of people, it's not too bad. But when you need 4 or 5 people, there is always someone who wants a different time or a different place or a different date.
Well, you're not the only one who feels that way, Feifei. Let's hear from some of our friends and colleagues talking about arranging meetings. How easy is it to find a time and a place that everyone's happy with?
In Brazil, it's very easy to arrange a meeting because Brazilian people aren't very formal. We can have a meeting anywhere, on the corridor, or on the room, or around your desk. So basically, it's very easy to arrange a meeting in Brazil.
In China, if you have a meeting, usually you would call people to say, we have a meeting, by phone. Or if you see them in the office, you'll say, we have a meeting, and that's about it. It's normally quite easy to fit in a meeting.
In Indonesia, the manager would normally arrange a meeting. He or she will have to check if everyone can attend. It's quite tricky to set up a time that suits everyone due to different schedules. So sometimes not everyone can attend.
Oh, you're right, Neil. I am not the only one who thinks it's a pain.
Well, like it or hate it, arranging meetings effectively is a really important business skill.
I guess so.
I think I feel a role play coming on.
We're going to practice setting up meetings, aren't we?
We are. We're talking on the phone and we need to set up a meeting. And I think I should be the boss this time.
But we don't need a boss, Neil. We can just be colleagues. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Role play. Feifei, we need to set up a meeting. Are you available this afternoon?
Sorry, no. I'm in a meeting all afternoon.
Okay, no problem. What about tomorrow morning? Shall we say 10 o'clock?
Tomorrow morning at 10. Let me check my diary. No, sorry. I can't do 10. How does 2 o'clock suit?
Yeah, two o'clock's good.
Do we need to be face-to-face for this one?
No, I don't think so. Let's do this one on the phone.
Great.
I'll call you at 2.
Speak to you soon. Role play. How did we do?
I think we were pretty good. But we need to hear from the lady who knows everything about business language.
It's Business Betty.
Hello, you two.
How are you, Betty?
Fine, thank you, Neil.
So, what did you think of our role play then, Betty? It was good, wasn't it?
I thought it was rather good. And here's why. First, you used lots of direct questions. And in British business culture, when you're arranging a meeting, it's OK to ask direct questions about people's availability. Neil, you asked, are you available?
Are you available this afternoon?
And you said, what about?
What about tomorrow morning?
Neil, you also said, shall we say?
Shall we say 10 o'clock?
And finally, Feifei, you said, how does 2 o'clock suit?
How does 2 o'clock suit?
So I like that a lot. You both used simple, direct questions to agree the time. That was very good. And as well as agreeing the time, I liked that you discussed and agreed the type of meeting. Feifei, you asked Neil if he wanted to meet in person. You said, do we need to be face-to-face for this one?
Do we need to be face-to-face for this one?
And Neil's answer was, I don't think so. Let's do this one on the phone.
I don't think so. Let's do this one on the phone.
So, you both asked nice, simple, direct questions, and you agreed the type of meeting. I'd say that was a job well done. Now, must be off. I've got a meeting to go to. Bye.
Thanks, Betty.
Bye. Ah, she's so good, that Betty. A real top-notch professional.
She does know her stuff. And she really liked our role play.
She did. I feel quite proud. Honoured, really.
Shall we do it again?
I think we should. Are you ready?
I am.
Play. Feifei, we need to set up a meeting. Are you available this afternoon?
Sorry, no. I'm in a meeting all afternoon.
Okay, no problem. What about tomorrow morning? Shall we say 10 o'clock?
Tomorrow morning at 10. Let me check my diary. No, sorry, I can't do 10. How does 2 o'clock suit?
Yeah, 2 o'clock's good.
Great. Do we need to be face-to-face for this one?
No, I don't think so. Let's do this one on the phone.
OK, speak to you later.
I'll call you at 2.
Bye.
Roleplay.
And that's the end of today's roleplay, and it's also the end of the programme.
So it's goodbye from both of us, and please make sure you arrange to meet us again for another episode of 6 Minute English. Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.